This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato, Free FM 89.0. Holly Snape here from Community Waikato, and I'm joined by Billy from Community Law. I feel like I'm going to say Community Waikato when I say Community Law.
I actually do that too when I'm typing your name. I always put in law.
Yeah. It's so quicker. Similar. It's easier. But of course, you're Community Law Waikato. So we're very, very close in name and even close in colours.
Yes.
So, and we're essentially neighbours as well.
We are. We're just across the way from each other.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's fantastic. It's lovely having you as a neighbour. We've worked together on a number of projects, which has been fantastic. We utterly respect the work of community law. And so I invited you here today to talk a bit about what it is that you do. Because you have quite a huge role in the community, and you've also recently celebrated your 24th birthday.
We have. Here I am nodding my head at you and realising that I'm on radio and I actually need to say something. Yes, we have. So we started in 1995, the Community Law Centre. There's 24 throughout New Zealand, and they started to meet the needs of those who couldn't afford lawyers, basically, to meet the gap between paying lawyers and legal aid. There was an obvious gap, and that's how community law centres were started, to meet that gap.
So that's interesting, because of course the 80s was a real time of fiscal change in New Zealand. We shifted from quite a socialist type environment to quite a neoliberal environment, a user pay system. I can imagine that did have an impact on cost of purchasing services like law.
Oh, it did. And because, as most people know, legal services are expensive. They're more expensive than going to the dentist or a doctor. So it's hard for people to access, especially around areas of law that, like employment, you know, those civil areas of law, employment, tenancy, and people usually would just put up with the problems rather than address them because of the cost of legal representation.
So community law has come into the space where you have a range of lawyers employed, don't you?
We do. We've got six lawyers, all of them studied at the University of Waikato, so they're trained and qualified lawyers and paid, which they love. and they cover a range of legal areas. They're very experienced. They've got And because we're a community law centre, we pretty much will do anything. And so they've got a lot of experience in a range of legal areas.
So pretty much do anything. Can you give me a bit of an idea about what that might entail? Like what is pretty much any space of law?
Okay. So probably our main areas of law would be criminal and minor traffic. So we don't do anything that legal aid does. But if you've been caught for drink driving, that's something that we can help with.
People. And so does legal aid not support and not help people with drink driving?
So there's a certain limit that legal aid will help, and under that limit they won't. So the general guideline is, I believe it's $4,000 fine and 6 months imprisonment.
Sure.
So that's the cap. Anything above that, legal aid will assist with. Anything outside of that, they don't. So that's where we fit in.
Yeah, you can see that there is a very obvious gap there, can't you?
Obvious gap.
Yeah, fantastic. So you see criminal, things like drink driving.
Yes, yep. Drink driving, minor theft.
Yes. Family law?
Well, we family law, a lot of family law is legally aidable, so we don't like to cross over.
Yeah.
So we can provide initial advice on family law, care of children, protection orders. But of course, if there's anything urgent, we'll direct the person to a family lawyer who can help them straight away. And in the case of a protection order, straight away they get referred to a family lawyer because that's an urgent matter. But if it's not urgent, then we can provide some initial advice on that area.
Okay, that's cool. What about... So we've got family, I'm trying to think of, oh, employment law. You did mention that as well.
Yes.
And so is that something you see a lot of?
Oh, for sure. We do see a lot of that. We have, sadly, there are some employers who take advantage of their staff, and we see that quite a lot around pay issues or disputes. Sometimes there is harassment or discrimination, and... A lot of the, we've seen people who are not getting their minimum entitlement. So that includes five, six days a year and the annual leave entitlements as well.
So people not even getting their minimum like rights under New Zealand law?
Yes, that's correct.
And is that all New Zealanders, or do you see that particularly impacting, say, migrant workers? Or
I'm glad you brought that up because that's where we see it the most. Because people coming to New Zealand, they don't know what their rights are, and so they can be taken for a ride. And we do get people coming from organisations who are taking advantage of them, and we're able to help them get their entitlements, whatever they may be. And so that's something that we do see a lot of.
So would someone not be able to access legal aid for an employment matter?
That's right.
And is that because it's civil?
Hmm.
I don't know anything about
no.
law.
So legal aid does cover mostly criminal and family.
Yeah.
And so they will cover some civil law, but it has to be really serious.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So if it for example, like a pay issue wouldn't be considered serious under a legal aid. Not that it's not serious, but it's not something that they cover. And so people would generally just either put up with it or they'd try and deal with it themselves. But if it gets outside of their control, they really don't know where to go next, then yeah, we can help with them with those matters.
We are going to come to your criteria soon, because you do have some criteria. I think the other really important thing to mention here is that you don't provide a service to the employer.
Correct.
So you are only working on behalf of employees or
tenants.
That's
right. So that's right. So we don't help the big guy kind of thing. So employees, tenants, even in relation to consumer matters, we don't help people who own businesses. So if you've come with a phone that's faulty and they won't replace it, we don't support them. We support the person who's got the issue.
Yeah.
So it's helping the little guy.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So that makes absolute perfect sense. So tell me a little more about the tenancy side, because I imagine that's a huge space.
It is. And there's been quite a lot of law changes around tenancy now in terms of what the healthy homes is it. So with tenancy, we have had people come to us who have got holes in ceilings with rain coming in. They have to use the oven to keep warm. There may be plumbing issues that aren't being fixed, or they're being told, if you ask us to fix one more thing, we're going to put your rent up. So there's a definite power imbalance. And that's what we're finding in most areas of law that we're helping, that there's a power imbalance between people who are making these rules and people having to live by those rules, And it's very unhealthy, not just physically, but mentally as well, having to deal with those things. And people, because people don't want to be out on the streets, they want to have a home to live in, they will put up with situations like that.
We do certainly have a housing shortage, so I totally see what you're saying. People, you're putting up with stuff they shouldn't.
Yeah.
So by the time they come to you, do they, wouldn't they go through the tenancy tribunal and not need a lawyer? Or do they just come for the general advice about what's my right here? So how do they use you guys in terms of tenancy law?
Okay. So they may come to us with an issue. Perhaps their landlord is putting up the rent frequently or coming around all the time and just
not telling
disturbing
them
their peace.
Not leaving
them alone. So they'll come to us, what are my rights around this? What am I entitled to, not entitled to? What do I have to let the landlord do and what can I say no to? So that's very common, wanting to know around that. And then if it starts to get more serious, then we can, so we, as lawyers, the lawyers will advocate or act for the person that has come to see us. So whatever that entails, it might be writing a letter to the landlord. And sometimes that is all the person needs, because once the landlord gets a letter from a lawyer, they're like, oh, I better up my game here. And because we can make them accountable, and that's what having a lawyer does, is it makes someone else accountable and makes them see, hey, I'm abusing someone's rights, and we hopefully they think, well, I need to stop doing that and put things right. So they can expect from a lawyer at Community Law to help them through the process of getting what they need, knowing what their rights are, and advocating for those rights.
Yeah, that's awesome. If then the issue needed to be taken to tenancy, the tenancy tribunal, the lawyer couldn't follow them there, could they?
That's right. There's no lawyers at tenancy tribunal, but they would certainly prepare the person to go to tenancy tribunal so that they didn't feel lost, overwhelmed.
Yeah. And actually, that's hugely important. I've supported people in that process because I'm not a lawyer.
You can do that.
So I have done that, and it really is quite a scary process if you've never done it before. So
it is.
I think it's great that the lawyers are also able to prepare people for that process so they don't walk in feeling completely like they've got no idea what will happen.
No, that's it. And fortunately, there are other organisations who can go with people. So part of our service is to make sure that people are accessing other services that can help them. You know, it's that whole order approach. And we can often access other services so someone can go with them so that they have someone to support them.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're going to take a little bit of a break now. Okay. When we come back, we've got a couple more things we need to cover. I want to talk about your advocacy service.
Yep.
It's relatively new and very well used from what I understand. But I also want to talk about the education that you guys do in community as well. We're going to take a little bit of a break. This is one of Billy's picks, actually. It was a Mel and Kim song, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Take us back to the 80s.
Yeah, I will do just that.
On every night, explanations are complications. We don't need to know the where or why. Taking chances, bold advances. Don't care if you think we're out of line. Conversation is intelligent.
I must say, I haven't heard Mel and Kim's Respectable for a very long time, probably about, I would think, about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I'd probably be pushing it even further than that for me.
So thank you very much for that. Very cool. Billy and I are talking today about community law. Billy, your role there is community...
Liaison,
yeah. You've been in that role for a little while now, so you've got your feet under the table.
Yeah, I really love it. I love being out in the community, meeting people, seeing what else is out there.
Well, we're loving having you there too. It's been great.
Thank you.
We've got a couple more things we really need to talk about because, you know, you guys do a heap at Community Law, and probably one of the newest services, which is fantastic, is the advocacy service. How's that different from your legal service?
Well, it's not legally related.
Yeah?
It is... an advocate service for people who are having difficulty at work and income. So you don't need to have a lawyer to help you with that. So Ben Hoffman is our advocate. He's very passionate about ensuring that people are receiving what they're entitled to with work and income. And if they have any difficulty, he's very passionate about helping them as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. And I understand he is really busy.
Yeah, he is busy. When he first started, in the beginning of the year, he did education throughout the Waikato, so to organisations who help people who are receiving a benefit, and that was awesome training, and we've actually repeated it. He's been up to Auckland to do the same training, and we've been to Te Aroha 3 times, so... He is very passionate about letting people know what their rights are there.
Yeah, so it is a great service. So is it focused around work and income?
It is.
Yeah, so it's if someone's got a problem with child, youth and family, they'd actually come to a lawyer to talk more about the legal side of that rather than the advocacy
side.
That's very cool.
Yes.
I certainly know a lot of people struggle with issues with work and income and feeling that they might not be getting their full entitlements but not really knowing.
That's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
So it's an advocacy service. How do people get hold of that? If you want to come along and just speak to an advocate, what would they do?
Okay. So because people receiving a benefit would automatically qualify for our service, we do have an eligibility criteria that's based on income, and beneficiaries automatically qualify for that. So what they would do is ring our 0800 number to make an appointment. All of our services appointment-based.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So we're talking about that education. That is the other big part of your work.
It is.
Tell us about the sorts of things that you're doing in terms of education.
Right. So currently we plan 2 11-week courses throughout the year and cover a range of legal topics. Now, it could be anything. The most popular topics are family law around care of children, wills and power of attorney. Lots of people want to know about that. Work and income. And, of course, tenancy and employment. So, yeah, those are the most common ones. But we do cover everything. We have some guest speakers who come in from Oranga Tamariki. We've had people come from Waikato Tainui to talk about Māori land. And that's a hot topic, too, for people, especially around succession of Māori land.
Mm.
That's how we do it. It's at minimal cost. Sometimes it's free. Sometimes it's $5 a session.
Yeah.
At our office, it's $5 a session. Anyone can come.
You have a 10-week course, eh? That's run through community law. What was it? How much for the? It's $50 for 10 weeks.
That's
of
it.
Yeah.
So you can choose. You don't have to go to each topic. Each session. You can choose. So we just break it down to $5 a session.
Yeah.
And it just makes it affordable for people. Any person to come. If finances are a concern, they just need to talk to me and we'll work something out.
Yeah, yep, that's fantastic. Yep. You pointed something else out to me that we were going to talk about.
Yes, Community Law Waikato, we've got 2 contracts, one with MSD, and that's to assist elder abuse response service providers. They can call our 0800 number and get some legal advice around people who are experiencing elder abuse. So these are organisations like Age Concern. And so that's part of our service. Our lawyers have just finished delivering education around this throughout the country.
Yeah.
And we also have a contract around assisting people to raise objections and challenge new liquor licences in the Waikato.
Cool.
I know it's a bit of a mouthful for me to say, but that's been a really vital work for us too.
Let's roll back then to the elder abuse. What if I'm just Joe Blow and I'm like, I'm really concerned about that older person? Would I ring you guys about that, or would I ring Age Concern?
Yes, you would ring Age Concern, and they would ring us to seek legal advice.
Fantastic. And so Age Concern then becomes the advocate, I suppose.
That's right. And because they can provide a lot of other services, yes, as well around that, whereas our service only provides the legal
structure behind it. That's so right. That sounds great. Tell me more about this liquor licensing, because this has been a huge issue for a number of communities who have felt quite powerless against, I suppose, licences that are going into their communities. Mm. And there's, been a desire for a community pushback, but it's hard to know what you do.
It is hard. And so the Health Promotion Agency has... we have the contract with them to provide education around that, but also to assist with pushing back those alcohol licences. We've got a really great template that people can use, and we can help them fill out the template to raise the objections. What we find is that people are just a little too unsure about turning up or writing them because they don't know what to say, or it can be quite overwhelming, I suppose, to be in that space.
Well, it's quite legalese, it feels sometimes.
It is, yep. And so even our lawyers will go to the hearings to determine, and we just really encourage people to show up and talk, because we all live in our community and we see the effect that alcohol has on people who live in our community, even in their own whānau. So that's one way that we can help our communities.
It seems, that if you start mapping where the liquor stores are, they do tend to be clustered in low-income communities.
They do.
And you can see why people share a lot of concerns. I understand the Enderley community managed to do a very strong pushback and managed to stop a liquor licence going through. So we do see community successes?
We do. We absolutely do. We had a great one in Waharoa.
Yeah, what happened there?
There was, a business who wanted to set up in Waharoa.
Because there's, the community, it's a dry community currently, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they had someone wanting to move in, and the community, with support from Community Law Waikato, pushed back and helped them...
successfully
rebut that, so, yeah, which was great. I have to point out too, Holly, that our service is free. Yeah, if you meet our income criteria, there's no cost. That's from WoeToGo. There's no hidden costs or anything like that.
Let's talk about that criteria then, because sure. I'm sure there are people out there going, oh, I could so use a lawyer for this or that. So what is the income criteria?
Okay, so the income criteria is set for and it depends on how much you're earning and how many children you have. So the criteria goes up with each child that you're, or each person actually, that you're supporting.
Yes.
So if you want to find out if you meet our criteria, just give us a call.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know whether you meet that criteria. It's so that we can cater for those who are on the lower income spectrum, people you're on minimum wage and above, above. So
you're a community funded organisation, of course, and so like us, like all community organisations, yes, you do struggle for funding.
We do,
and you have to make hard decisions.
We absolutely do, and that's one way for us to make sure that we are meeting the absolute crucial need in our community.
Yeah, yeah, and I suppose that makes sense too. When we roll back to our conversation right at the beginning, where we talked about not doing the work that legal aid is already in place to do, so it means that you are able to focus your resources in those spaces where there isn't, where there are those gaps.
That's
right. That makes a lot of sense. So we're just going to do a little bit of a recap,
okay,
on everything we've talked about. So the core kind of legal services that you guys offer support on, they are,
sure, we have an advocate who helps with work and income. Of course, there's employment, tenancy, minor criminal and traffic charges. We also can help with immigration, ACC, debt-related queries and disputes, consumer law queries, including mobile truck shops. We really don't like those. And human rights. So that's anything relating to privacy, health and disability, harassment, and we can provide initial advice with wills, power of attorney, and family law.
So that's awesome. That's the kind of law you're providing, and advocacy, and you've got education as well.
Education on a range of topics. So I'll just run off a few. We can of course, work and income, employment, tenancy. We can also do help with Treaty of Waitangi, Disputes Tribunal, Restorative Justice, Iwi Panel, Rangatahi Court, Mental Health, Insurance, Consumer Law, Your Rights in the Police, and I could go on.
Yeah. So there's a, such a wealth of information that people can access through you guys. How do they get in touch?
Get in touch. Our phone number is 0800 529 482. We also have a website, and that's www.clwaikato.org.nz. And we are open Monday to Friday. We have evening clinics to help with those who are working, and our evening clinics, the last appointment's at 6 p.m.
So, oh, that's handy.
Yep.
In terms of your location, directly across the road from the court, that's you'll us. See a three-story building next door to the service station. And if you go to the second level, community law has just popped up on there.
That's it. And we also have legal outreach clinics, 12 of them throughout the Waikato.
Yes.
Our lawyers service those.
Yes. And actually, that's something we're going to have to talk about next time, because you're not Hamilton-based, you are Waikato-based, and you do great work right across the region. We will talk about that. Billy and I have also had a discussion about her coming on more regularly, and we're going to pick a topic and just get a little more detailed into some of the information behind that. So many little education sessions from time to time. I do appreciate you sharing all of that with us today.
You're welcome.
Love the work you guys do. It is amazing work, and 24 years of doing it.
24 years.
Hope you had a party. Your big party next year, you got your quarter.
We'll do our big party next year,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Excellent. Thank you very much for coming in. We will see you again soon, Billy.
Yep, thanks for having me, Holly.
Absolute pleasure. And you have been listening to Community Waikato, another week of us with Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0, podcasting as well, live streaming on freefm.org.nz. There are so many ways that you can find out about us. Do check us out, and we'll be back next week with another exciting episode of Connect with Community Waikato.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.